always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and you are tuned in to another show of Yada the King Radio, man. And we are excited to get this thing popping, on and jumping, cracking, whatever you want to call it. Today, man, I got a brother, man, that hit me up not too long ago, man, and was like, man, hey, bro, I just started my radio show. It's not called Yada the King, you know what I'm saying? But we operate in the same ministry, basically, man, just to lift up the kingdom and everything that God got going. That's what we do, you dig? So we were like, man, well, let's get it in, let's chop it up, man. And we've been building ever since then. And his name is DJ COV from 60 Minutes of Swag. Man, he does a lot, man. He's a producer, an engineer, he does the voice things. I don't know what they call those things, man, but we gonna find out what they call them. You know, on the radio, when you got those people that are like, my name is in the radio. Yeah, that's what he does. But he don't do it like I did it. You know what I'm saying? He does it like professional. That's what he does, man. So I'm excited to have him share his ministry, his music, his testimony with y'all. And today we're going to talk about graduating in the faith. I know that we can't never get to a place where we can just chill in the faith. But how do we graduate? How do we continue to grow in this faith walk, man? We're going to talk about that on the topic of the day. And I'm going to spin a lot of new music right now. We're going to get into some of that new music from Lamp Mode. Right here, it's called All In, featuring Christian Gray. And this is the homie God Servant. Let's check it out on Yada the King Radio. My heart set me free. Boy, can blow.
Let your mercy come and be what's taking over me. Till I'm all in. Till I'm all in. Till I'm all in. Till I'm all in.
Yeah. Feel like I'm coasting and chilling here. My soul struggles at times, find that I'm feeling bare. Feeling my growth stunted, as if a ceiling's there. Sensing my heart is divided, chasing a million cares. Yeah, not willing just to go labor in prayer. Affections are a mess, the spirit spilling tears. Yeah, cause I know indifference is grieving him. How shameful when a believer isn't about seeking him. It's sad, but know that there's hope for a sinner still. Cause God is able to revive the sinner's will. But he alone can return us when we're totally off and give a seal for his name with a holy resolve. Cause no, it's not okay to just be stagnant. The Lord is worthy of all our effort and action. It's sin to not love him with 100%, but call to love him with all our soul, our heart, and our strength.
Everlasting love, captivate my heart, set me free. Let your mercy come and be what's taking over me.
Time really flies and the calendar flips. I get distracted and find that my passions are split. Days turn into weeks and those weeks into months. And those months into years, and I could be still in the slump. Cause my heart is deceitful, it entreats me with stuff. That's just that is my soul, it's deceived me enough. If we've been raised with Christ through receiving his love, then really we should be seeking the things that's above. Christ has suffered for all, yeah, he died for our sin. So we conclude that we who live are now living for him. God, gotta seek him today, gotta stay in his word. Must be eager to pray, must be eager to serve. But I heard it's a grind, holiness is a strain. I must toil and strive to mature in the faith. I gotta sense some purpose to bring his name glory. I must behold him and walk in the ways he made for me.
Everlasting love, captivate my heart, set me free. Let your mercy come and be what's taking over me.
I'm ready. ready to ride, I'm ready to work, oh yeah, I'm ready to grind. But I know if I should fall or I get stuck in a rut, but I'm needing His grace to be picking me up, because I wanna be all His, I wanna be all in. But there is many traps that I'm prone to just fall in, but make me in awe of what Christ and the cross did, and know there's plenty grace for the sinner who calls Him, who's calling like
everlasting love, captivate my heart, set me free. Mercy come, envy was taking over me. Till I'm all in,
I'm all,
till
all
I'm all in,
I'm
till
all
I'm all in,
I'm
till
all
I'm all in,
I'm all, all in. Man, this is that Christ all in my speech, dude. Can't leave him as they strike off for that evil. Gonna give him what is right, tell him it's lethal. Sinister delight and slip with deceitful. So I preach to these people, scream out from that rooftop with a microphone and that boombox. No stages, no pages, no wage, and that truth rocks. Won't wave, but some fools knock, but they don't know where that truth rock. They are sitting on green pastures, they don't rest with that true flock. Never hear on that burn, rather pioneer on that curb. I am near where they at, ain't no fear in that. See them staring at Superman, reacts near and bearing that curse. See them staring, glaring at her. Their appearance, bearing that burn. They lose their bearings, where is that turn? Will it hear where a man learn? The sin that they are chasing means life's forever wasted. I did that on several cases, yeah. Man is so depraved, see the way they act. No one else will save, so I'm saying that
Jesus is the one, tell them all please. Never hide the sun, brother, let them all see. Cause he gon' be the one that can set us all free. Freedom through the sun, that's what everybody need. Please tell them all,
go, go, go.
Please tell them all,
go, go, go.
Yeah, please tell them all,
go, go, go.
Please tell them
that the sun about to get it. This the gospel that I'm spreading. I'm spreading the message I know the world needs. It's evil, not blessing, I see the world fiends. No time for discretion, our love was called clean. Their sin is progressive and that's a sure thing. I tell them flee, they saying I'm shook. So that seed, I pray he sees it in the seed. I'm praying they look at the one that was lifted. Death, the sentence, granted forgiveness. Reading that book, hide was witness, filled with the spirit. Can't you see that Christ took God's wrath? Dog, this message that we pass on, it's God's heart to all those lust and lust was far wrong. And oh God, they trust what God wants themselves. It's prevail when you see they talk, they walk wrong. And I'm praying they get broken, place they hope in God whose arms long and it's open wide. I'm praying for open eyes, they see their maker, love their savior, know what's great. I grant them open minds, cause man is so depraved, see the way they act. No one else can save, so I'm saying that
Jesus is the one, tell them all please. Never hide the sun, brother, let them all see. Cause he gon' be the one that can set us all free. Freedom through the sun, that's what everybody need. Please tell them all,
go.
State, the biggest event of the year is coming. This New Year's Eve, About Face Music Group presents the New Year's Eve Unity Music Fest, featuring over 17 artists from all across the country, including OKC, Seattle, Chicago, St. Louis, Tacoma, Utah, Wisconsin, and much more. This is an event for the entire family with hip-hop, contemporary, rock, urban, soul, gospel, pop, and dance teams. And it's free! There will be food, vendors, and much more. Address 6120 Mullen Road, Southeast, Olympia, Washington, 98503. December 31st, doors open at 5 p.m. Event starts at 5:50. Get there early because you do not want to miss this event. This event is sponsored by About Face Music Group, The Roots Community Church, 31 Purses, Detour, Phoenix Inn, as well as Starbucks. We expect to see you there. Chase's Devotionals. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals, adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com. Man, Lamo, like I said, man, they got these new singles right there. That's the homie Esso, originally from the UK, man, featuring Andy Mineo. And we got the homie DJ COV from 60 Minutes of Swag, man. First off, man, I want you to tell the people what DJ COV stands for. And just give us a little bit of understanding of your title of your show, 60 Minutes of Swag, man.
Yeah, man, I'll be glad to do that, man. You know, basically my government name, everybody called me Johnny, you know, as far as people that know me and everything. But my real name is Jonathan David. And, you know, if you go in the Bible, it had a covenant. And, you know, I just kind of wanted to keep it kind of like that, so I just shortened down covenant. But when I was saying cub, like, people were calling me, like, I just didn't like the way cold sounded, a cub.
Yeah,
it kind of just it sounded like a, you know, like, you know, check me out, like at, like, you know, www.irs.gov or something. Yeah. It sounded like that, so I didn't want to sound like government, so I just say covenant, you know. So DJ COV, you know, I mean, I just kind of, you know, God, I think God gave me that, you know, that name to remind me of His covenant. You know what I mean?
Oh.
So, you know, Jonathan David. And the funny thing is, my parents, they named me that, and they weren't even Christians.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, I mean, now my mom's serving the Lord.
Mm.
But, you know, when they give me the name, that, you know, ain't nobody was serving the Lord, and they gave me a name like that. So it was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, so I just, you know, I just went with that DJ COE. You know, 60 Minutes of Swag is just, you know, this is really about, you know, I know people's attention spans these days isn't really too good. Like, everybody got ADD. you know, I mean, you know what I mean? I tell you, look, man, I could have your dinner ready in 3 minutes. You tell me the guy down the street can do it in two. You know what I mean? So I know that in order to have a, I mean, you know, I personally like shows that go 2-3 hours, man. And, you know, I can bump Yandy King Radio all day long, no problem. You know, shout out to my boy here.
Yeah.
But some people, they just feel like, man, you know, you know, only got 30 minutes. Or, you know, the average job to work in Atlanta is usually about 30 to 60 minutes. So I figured, let me come out with a show, even though I'm not on syndicated radio. Let me come out with a show that's about 60 minutes, which is, you know, most people, in my opinion, kind of attention span.
Right.
You know, but, and the funny thing of it is, though, man, I go over every show. It's really like 65 minutes of swag. You know, I can never, man, I'm long-winded, bro.
Yeah.
So, like me and you did the interview, and it was like 78 minutes of swag. I mean,
hey, don't put that on me, man. Put that on COV, bro. That's all I'm gonna say.
Nah, I'm just saying. We chopped it up, man. It was good. You know, check out that episode, man. That's, you know, but I try to keep it as short as possible. I guess, you know, I'm long winded. You know, I mean, my wife, you know, she asked me a question, and you know, she's like, look, you know, I just asked you a question. You know, don't build me the, you know, don't build me the clock. Just tell me the time it is. You know what I mean? I'm just, you know, I'm just
going
to go into details with it. But that's basically the basis about it.
Hey, man.
We just really
looking up
the king.
Yeah, man. Bigging up the king, like he just said. I just want to ask you this real quick, man. What we like to do is on the Yacht of the King radio show, we love to start with the testimony, man. Give me about like a 5-minute testimony about how you came to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, bro.
Man, you know, really for me, it's been a process, man. You know, it was a straight process. You know, I'll just give you, you know, I was actually born in Florida, but, you know, kind of grew up, you know, both in Florida and New York, between Florida and New York. And my dad is Hebrew, man, from Israel. You know, he wasn't from Israel, but, like, you know, our ancestors and stuff, he's from Israel. And, you know, he's Hebrew. My grandfather was in Europe during, you know, Israel didn't become a nation until, like, in the 60s or something, or the 40s or something. But he was in Europe in the 40s, man. My grandfather's a Holocaust survivor, man.
Wow.
They never believed in Jesus. You know, just a little truth. My grandfather's still alive, man. You know, like, they killed his whole family, man. My grandfather's whole family, you know, got killed by the Nazis. My dad kind of grew up because of that, like, real cold, you know what I mean? Not a lot of love in the house. And it kind of went on to me, you know, like, my dad and mom, you know, they, you know, my mom grew up in Italian, I'm Italian and Hebrew, my mom's Italian. You know, they didn't really have a relationship with Christ. You know, my father, you know, they don't believe in Jesus at all on that side.
Yeah.
So really, I grew up mad confused, man, you know, and, you know, pretty much, you know, grew up, you know, idolizing money. You know, it got to a point where, you know, my dad, you know, I thought he had like the perfect life, but, you know, when I went into his closet when I was 14, I remember this, I found a bag of like white powder. And I knew, I had a feeling it was a brick of cocaine, but I really didn't have the clue at that point. And he tried to tell me that it was baby powder. And I could see my parents' marriage kind of deteriorating because he had money, he had his own business, but he was still kind of living that fast life.
Yeah.
And I didn't really understand because I was like, you know, I grew up around the money. You know, I grew up around having stuff, but my dad did what he had to do to get the money, but I really didn't see that. I didn't really see that whole part of life. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. When my parents split up, my dad, you know, left my mom for a stripper, man. You know what I mean? I'll just tell it like that straight up, man. Yeah. And it hurt me. I got involved in drugs, man. I started smoking weed. The problems in my house started at like 13 and 12 and stuff. But when I was 15, they got divorced, man. And I went full throttle. You know, we lost everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we went from like a really nice house to like having basically nothing. So me and my brother started hustling, man. And, you know, I started smoking weed, started doing this. I overdosed at 15 years old, man. Almost lost my life. Overdosed, man. I was smoking weed with some friends. I had no idea that they laced it with angel dust. You know, and really, man, I knew that I could have died. I knew I was going to die, man. Like, I felt like I was going to die.
Wow.
And I said, Lord, you know, I didn't know God, man. I'll tell you what I said. And this is just from somebody that didn't know God. Well, I was at that time. You know, now obviously I had this transformed mind. But then I was just like, Jesus, if you're real, save me. I said, Buddha, if you're real, save me. Whoever. You know, I didn't know. I heard about this stuff, but I didn't really truly. I was one of those people that never really knew the gospel. Like, I can honestly, you know, I maybe been to church one time, but never understood what they were talking about because I spent the night at a friend's house who went to church when I was maybe in sixth grade. And I had no idea, man. Never really understood it. And when I said Jesus, man, I'll tell you what, bro. I kid you not, I felt chills in my body and I knew I was going to make it, man.
Man.
And I don't know how, you know, and my uncle was a Jesus freak on my mom's side. And she broke down to the point where she couldn't break down no more because I got arrested. You know, I was selling weed at school. I got kicked out of school for skipping school. I was into all kinds of girls. I was wild, man. I was the kid that was heading straight for the penitentiary. Mm. But I came from what everybody thought was a decent home. You know, hip-hop was a big part of my life. My uncles asked me to go to church because, you know, my mom had me in, like, part of my probation was I had to go to rehab. Like, honestly, I was at, like, at a rehab counseling center. And I'm the only one there for other stuff. Like, I did coke and stuff, but most people there were heroin addicts, man. And I knew I didn't belong there, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said, Mom, if I just let me finish this, I'll go to church. You know, just lay off me about, I don't want to go to rehab no more. You know, and so I went to church, and I was in church, man. I was 15 and a half years old, man. And this is where my process began. And, they, you know, the music came on, and I'm like, you know, I ain't clapping my hands. Well, something inside me just said clap. Something said just clap, you know. Just do a little two-step, do something. Bro, I tell you what I thought. I felt like heat all over my body, bro. Heat. And I thought I was like untouchable, man. I thought I was just like, nobody could tell me nothing, man. You know, I was such a tough, I'll cuss out my mother. I thought I had no respect for anybody, man. I was messed up. But when I started praising Jesus, my God, Man, I had so much heat go through my body, I couldn't explain it. I felt like I was on fire, man.
Yeah.
Tears began to come down my face, just rolling down my face, bro. I was like, I started feeling for the first time what Jesus felt like, man. It was intense. It was so intense. And I'll be honest with you, when the pastor did the altar call, man, I was the first one there. You know, and he laid hands on me. It was a Pentecostal church. I mean, I was so involved in the Holy Ghost, like so deep in that worship that I didn't realize that cats was jumping over chairs during this little service, man.
Wow.
People was doing like hurdling, man. Like, there was a wild church. People was talking in tongues. I didn't even know what the heck was going on. I just knew that I felt Jesus.
Yeah.
So rather than, I wasn't the cat, I've never been, so I'm thinking this is just what they do.
Yeah.
And I never thought to ask, you know, to question that, because what I was feeling was so real. Now, having I not feel nothing, and I'm seeing this, I'd be like, these people is tripping. But I wasn't even looking at the people, because it was just an encounter with me and the Lord. And when I went down there, man, I gave my life to Jesus that day. And, you know, I mean, I'll never forget that day, because, you know, even though I did slip away at 18, man, you know, it got to a point, man, where I went back into the women, man. The women was my stronghold. My dad was addicted to porno. I got addicted to pornography. You know, and it followed me even in my adult life, man. I started, you know, getting it. When you go back in, and I said, you know, I left the church because for various reasons, but mainly because of girlfriends.
Yeah.
Because I knew how wrong it was. I knew how wrong it was to sleep with women. And I couldn't show my face in that church because I felt so dirty.
Wow.
I felt so dirty. And then I started going deeper, you know, because I knew that. I knew the word, though. Because when I was 50, I served Christ for 3 years straight till I was about 18. And then, you know, I knew the word. And I said, man, I'm not going to go in there lukewarm. You know, I just couldn't do it. And that's not the right mindset. I mean, I guess at the time, you know, where I was in that place in my life, I felt like I was doing me. And, you know, I wasn't going to be no hypocrite.
Yeah.
But, you know, it got me pretty much. I ended up where my breaking point was is when I robbed the Latin King. When I robbed the dude that stole money from the Latin Kings to give me money. And then he told him where I was at, and they almost killed my whole family. And that's the day, you know, really, it got to there. I was 20, 24. It got to when I had to make that choice. And I was about to kill this man over this whole thing. Like, really, I was going to buy a gun. I was going to do it, and my uncle calls me, man. I'm telling you, like, God puts people in your life for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, he used my uncle, and he didn't know what was going on. You know what I mean? My uncle was in Florida. I was in New York when this was going down. He calls me up, and he says, go to church, man. I gave my life to Jesus. I went through some fire, man. And, like, I gave my life to Christ. And actually, man, these people stole my car. They broke into my house. They were going to kill my mother. The whole nine yards. They're talking about, we had to live in out of a motel for, like, a week. We had to move. Had people trying to kill us. I mean, it was crazy. But I'll tell you, I didn't get the gun. And I told God to help me. And the guy was calling me, and he stole my car. And I told him, man, I quoted Psalm, the book of Psalms to him, that, you know, how God will deliver me from my enemies. That man got so scared, he parked my car in a parking lot. I called the police. The police met me down there just to check my car for bombs. Because they said they'd never seen where a man would just drop a car off.
Wow.
Because when I quoted the word to him, he just had nothing to do, man. And I was like, at that point, man, you just got no options. I just had to do it. And so I ended up, man, went through this process where it was rough for me. You know, I was in and out, halfway in, halfway out. But then I went to a revival service, man, and a prophet had called me straight out the thing and said, look, man, you've been running for a long time. And after that day, man, that was July 3rd of 2009. Man, none of that stuff that you hear about in my life is in my life anymore.
Praise God.
God restored me as a man. You know, I've got a beautiful wife. I got a stepdaughter. I got a baby girl that's, a year old. You know, I got the radio station. I got a job, you know, that's on the books.
Right.
You know, I mean, God is just, you know, he's amazing, man. You know, for me, it was about really trusting him and submitting to him. And, you know, and sexual sins was following me, and I had to cut it off. And once he cut it off, man, you know, I've been torn free since that day.
Amen. We're going to talk about more of this and how he's continuing to walk free, man. First, we're going to go to your song, though, man. Not only is he a radio host, like I said, he is a producer. This is one of the songs you produced by Dream, talking about my hood. Talk about this track real quick, man, as we hop into it.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, well, when I was, you know, in New York, I met a good connect, man, my best friend, Anthony Griffin, man. You know, his name's, you know, he goes by the name Dream. Jesus rules everything around me. You know, we kind of, God gave him a little vision, which I'll talk about that later, about Street Runners. And that's our movement. Check it out on streetrunners.net. Got the free mixtape up for download. We started grinding together. I started producing, man. And, you know, this is a track that I produced, actually, about 6 months ago. He recorded it. He's out of New York. You can check him out on Twitter at The Dream, J-R-E-A-M, 4031 for Isaiah 4031. And, you know, this song called My Hood, it's just, you know, what you see around in your hood, but God can change you, you know. It's just really one of them songs just talking about the streets, but how bad we need Jesus out there. Because, you know, God kind of called me to that area because I came from that. So I'm going back to that, you know, to bring hope and life, man, where there's no life.
All right, let's hop into that joint right here on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's get it in, y'all. Dream, My Hood.
Dream. You can tell I'm from the ghetto if you take a look at me. And yes, I'm from the gutter where we hustle just to eat. And most of us is blind and I just pray you make us see. We live our life in bondage and I pray you break us free.
In my hood,
in my hood,
in my hood.
From bondage and I pray you break us free.
In my hood,
Lord, reveal your glory in a mighty way. We living reckless, not caring if we die today. You love a homie that's seeking but don't know how to pray. Just tell him that you know he's lost and you provide a way. I keep my head up to the sky hoping to see the moment that there's revival in my city and it's true atonement. They say that you can make it happen if you really want it. Well, I'm a soldier for the kingdom and you know I'm on it. Speaking truth over beats and I just want them to feel it. This gift of life is so free and I just want them to get it. Ayo, I do this for the streets and don't you forget it. You talking riding out for Jesus, then homie, I'm with it. I'm broken, can't afford to gamble with my life. Getting locked, shot and stabbed with the hammer or the knife. Man, we live in trife. I suggest you throw your whole heart and soul in the hands of the living Christ. You can tell I'm from the ghetto if you take a look at me. And yes, I'm from the gutter where we hustle just to eat. And most of us is blind and I just pray you make us see. We live our life in bondage and I pray you break us free.
In my hood,
in my hood. From bondage and I pray you break us free.
In my hood,
I'm from where them hammers are blamager and a damager. Killers will let a whole clip out on an amateur. And them scramblers scrambling, drug handling. I'm telling you the truth, son, we living in the land of sin. I pray you give us eyes to see and an ear to hear. Lord, bring courage to all your people that live in fear. Listen here, I wreck God till I disappear. Don't let the devil get you hooked like fishing gear. I'm on a mission, I'm fishing for men, no homo. I'm taking up the case for Christ, pro bono. My hope is that my kids grow to love the Lord. I look forward to the day when we worship in one accord. I'm a street runner, I'ma run the streets. The hood starving for the truth and they wanna eat. I'm a street runner, I'ma run the streets. You can tell I'm from the ghetto if you take a look at me. And yes, I'm from the gutter where we hustle just to eat. And most of us is blind and I just pray you make us see. We live our life in bondage and I pray you break us free.
In my hood,
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 in my hood. We live our life in bondage and I pray you break us free.
In my hood.
Hey, I ain't gonna even play with y'all, man. Just call it an anthem. The entire project's a classic. Hey, sister gorilla out the cage. Ain't no need me holding back. This sincere rock boy. Hey, all I can tell you is brace yourself. These are melodies from heaven's orchestra.
Yo, welcome to the project. Did it know you are the project? Got it. This is hot watching reminder. God controls the wattage. Shocking and complex. It's hard to see in darkness. Scarring the seed of the conscience. Bowing your knees to objects. Your Rolex. Your whip with the flick. But you go sit with the chick. Bond at the bar. And your image gets scarred. Get away. At least provide some moe. Gotta keep your swag strong. You gotta get an iPhone for contacts. Plus get a fly tone. Plus a little bit of porn with lethal phone sex. Go get your Mac on. Give up your future for a moment. See what you lack, Holmes. It's Jesus who was sins atonement. I'ma tell you what he did. Went out on a limb, little leaf for all men. Had the king of hearts on a turn, got clubbed in the game of life, he went all in. And he freed us to be leaders, not to care what people say. Your life is not your own, you've been controlled no matter what you think. Maybe TV or a CD tell you what to do or say. How to dress, work out, and flex, that's too much stress. Get off the chain.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
Who got a limp on canes? Get that game, he quick to tame and strip for game.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
Who got a chopper slain? Cock and aim for watch you ring and pop your chain.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
We free from hate, free to praise, free by faith in Jesus' name. We free to say yes, freedom break, we free from sin. We
off the chain,
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 I'm off the chain. I can choose not to spit game slick. Choose not to just bang chicks. Choose not to give crane kicks to dudes talking in a strange pitch. Not to go no cane licks. But we lock it low, just gang whips, please. Make it like you change fit, squeeze. Make it like you hate Crips, bleed. But Christ has set me free, so I could just be me. Not dude on MTV, no, I'm free, not forced. Y'all know y'all TV whores. Beat down by BET until you look like CB4. You really hard, cause it looks so hard. That looks so hard. Really look like your look was bald. I think they looking better, look the part. Chop, chop, you moving since. Say not drop sin is your sensei. Sensei drill the chick. You don't feel the chick. Hop to it like Kuta Kinte. So who are you? Think it through. Dressed like Wayne but talk like Snoop. Guessing game, are you confused? Are you hard or are you smooth? What you like and what you do? If it's not like, if it's not cool, if it's right to see it through, turn to Christ and just do you.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
Who got a limp on canes? Get that game, he quick to tame and strip for game.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
Who got a chop and slain? Cock and aim for watch you ring and pop your chain.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
We free from hate, free to praise, free by faith in Jesus' name. We free to say yes, freedom break, we free from sin. We
off the chain,
off the chain,
off the chain,
off the chain.
Off the
you
chain.
Want that bang anything that moves. She look good in a bathing suit, that's a show off. Teach ride slow to the hook and see her, wanna meet her. Make them say she bad, yo, she off the meter. Bet not leave her, they ain't playing like Hasbro. You in chain by your bogus image. Smoke flame and poke these chickens. Okay, you flow, I get it. Let's say your flow is ignorant. Then you get a deal, about 3 million listen as you tell your tales, most of them is fiction. Chicks you nailed but paid, pistols you failed to bang. Prison you was there but day you was tripping, scared and prayed. Your gifts and souls to hell, you changed to Satan. Hey, he'll show you just how to sell. Up on a fiery lake heat, don't mention those details. What you good at isn't rooted in God's goodness, then it's foolish. All can't save is their improvement when you paint or play your music. Do they sway in disillusion? You get paid, your chain is stupid. Be the change and not the nuisance. Cut the chains and join the movement.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
Who got a limp on canes? Get that game, he quick to tame and strip for game.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
Who got a chop and slain? Cock and aim for watch you ring and pop your chain.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
We free from hate, free to praise, free by faith in Jesus' name. We free to say yes, freedom break, we free from sin. We
off the chain.
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 Nah, we don't get low like life is some limbo and tiptoe with bimbo. Tenfold.
We off the chain.
Nah, we don't get low like life is some limbo and tiptoe with bimbo. Tenfold.
We off the chain.
Right there, man, that's a new joint. Off the chain. On Yacht of the King Radio by the homie Sincere V Rock Boy, man. And this is Yacht of the King Radio. Y'all got it locked. We got DJ COV with us. Man, talk to me, bro, about starting your radio show. Like, what was your thought process in saying, hey, I want to start a radio show and what you call 60 Minutes of Swag?
Oh, man, okay. Okay, yeah, man. Your boy got the questions right here, man. That's why he on the radio. I'll tell you that, man. He got the questions. man, you know, I have a few influences, and then I got a couple reasons, you know. I mean, number one, you know, was when, after I got saved, you know, like when I said, I guess 2009, like when I really committed without, you know, any wavering.
Yeah.
you know, because I was saved, but, I wasn't living right. I don't know how you want to call that. You know, I don't know how you say it. But I guess, you know, I'll say, you know, I really was saved for real. 2009 is when I really committed. And, you know, I came from, you know, Lil Wayne mixtapes, you know, the 50 Cent mixtapes, the G-Units, the DJ Who Kids, the DJ Clue. You know, I was a mixtape head. And now, you turn on your local Christian station, it's like, hallelujah. And I'm like, you know, I mean, so it's kind of, and man, like I said, I'm a worshiper, man. Like, I love the word, like, Hillsong music, you know, William Murph, like, William McDowell, William Murph, all that stuff, man. Like, I love it, man. I love it. But sometimes when you in the ride and you on a car trip, you don't want to just bump all that, man. You're going to fall asleep at the wheel. You know, you need something with some bump in it. So, you know, I started really just kind of, you know, the first person I found out about was Lecrae, you know, and I started, you know, I started listening to, like, the Reach Records cat, and then I got more deeper and deeper. And when I started producing, you know, I got real heavy into the music. I ended up going to school to be an engineer, and I really got deep in it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I got laid off from my job, and I loved to talk, man. I loved to network with people, and I'm like, yo, you know, I always wanted to do radio. I said, you know, I got nothing to do. I got all the equipment to do it because I produced already. I got the mics. I didn't have to go out and spend a dollar. I said, let me do it. And, you know, I was just kind of starting out, man. You know, I was one of those cats that never even used Facebook. So I had to start the Facebook up, start the Twitter. excuse me. Yeah, and it's just, you know, kind of spiraled. You know, I was a real big Hollowfest cat, man. I thought Preach That Fire was just crazy, like the way he did stuff. Got to interview him. And I started, like, under South, and I was checking out Yada the King. I said, man, I thought he was just funny because, you know, he'd be eating Cheetos in the studio or whatever. You know, he'd just be munching. You know, he'd be eating food, talking to these cats, and he just looked like he having a great time. And I'm like, man, you know, this is what I want to do right here. You know, but I got to, you know, I don't want to copycat. I want to be totally different, so I want to bring my personality into it. Kind of like, you know, how you do your show, man. Like, you got a really unique show, man. Like, praise God for your show. You really got to, you know, I mean, I can hear, you know, I mean, and a lot of people know this. I mean, you know, I'm not telling you nothing you already don't know, but you can listen to, like, the Lamp Mode artists and this and that. You know, you can do it on YouTube. Well, see, what you get on this station is you get Jesus, you get fun facts. You know, you get Don Christian, you get his personality.
Right.
And so, that's what I like about you. That's why, you know, I love your radio station, because, you know, you can make your own mixtape CD or whatever with all your favorite music on it, but it's not going to be the same as listening to this show. Because you get some uplifting topics, and that's kind of what I want to do. I want to bring a little different spin to it. You know, and I was just kind of sick of the same old, and there's a lot of people doing it for real, which inspired me, like your show, like Z180, like Freestyle Fire on Hollowfest. But that's kind of, you know, I started, you know, just doing it every weekend, you know, it just kind of grew, and we're still growing, you know, We're in the foundation phases, but, you know, I mean, nonetheless, I'm real happy with the progress, and it's all, you know, it's all Jesus.
Yeah. Well, talk to me, man. One thing that, since we're talking about the personality of the show, I've checked out a lot of your shows, and I like the fact, one thing that really stood out to me, man, is you giving, like, an altar call on every show, man. Why is that something that you do on your radio show? Because, I mean, we hear a lot of people that do Christian radio shows, but I mean, it seems like that's rare. Go ahead and tell me why you do that and why that's a part of your show.
Well, man, like, I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for an altar call. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be chopping it up with you. I mean, who knows if I'd even be alive. I might be alive. I might not be. Mm-hmm. You know, so I feel like, because my life's been transformed, why wouldn't I want somebody else's to be? You know, if you're really a Christian, you want to see people doing better. You know what I mean? I mean, you don't have to think about it. It's already in your heart. You know what I mean? When God takes residence and he kicks the devil got his eviction notice. Jesus Christ moves in. Holy Spirit, you know, brings the U-Haul up into your spirit, man. And now he's chilling with you. You're going to think different. You're going to act different. You're going to want people to do good, you know? And so, for me, God told me, look, man, you can do whatever you want on this show as long as, you know, just glorify me, please me. And I'm the kind of character, I'll say whatever, man. I don't really hold back, you know, as long as it's God. I'm not purposely trying to offend people. If I offend people, then I do. But God says, open up with a prayer and close with a prayer.
Yeah.
You know, and I just pray that somebody's, you know, and that people are praying a prayer. Because, man, I know that that's the only thing that's going to fix anything is Jesus. So, you know, that's you know, I'm looking to see people get saved. That's my motive.
Amen. So that's what's up, man. You hearing how he does on his radio show. Like, if somebody haven't heard your radio show, besides the prayer at the beginning and the end, what are they going to get, man? Like, I know you got a couple of different shows that you do. You got the mixed show. You got the interviews. But what are they going to hear, man? What makes your show different than my show, than Z180 Radio? You know what I'm saying? Holla Fest. What makes yours different?
Well, I mean, I'm a little different in the music that I play. I mean, I feel like I'm a mixtape head, you know, and the thing is, it's great that you got the Z180 shows, you got the, you know, and you got this Yachty the King program, because Yachty the King, I'm a little more close to the Yachty the King than I am other programs, I guess you could say, but at the same time, I mainly try to stick with the underground. Like, you know, if you're an artist and the music, I mean, the hardest thing is telling people, you know, I can't play you on the station. And I don't try to hurt nobody's feelings. It's got to sound good because, you know, number one, this is a tool to reach lost souls. You know what I mean? Jesus doesn't need our music. You know what I mean? He wants our praise and our worship. But this music is a tool, you know, to reach other people. And it's definitely, you know, it's a way to keep, like, people like myself and you that, you know, that might have had, you know, a problem or struggle with hip-hop music, you know, straight. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and I don't get tempted to, you know, to just turn this station on and listen to Jay-Z or nothing, because I got a wealth of music right here. So, I guess, but what makes mine really different is the fact that I'm more underground and, you know, I play cats you might not have heard of, but they sound really hot. Like, they sound good. And number one, you know, they're lifting up Christ. That's the main thing. So I really try to showcase the underground and, you know, and it's got a mixtape feel to the show. It's got a raw feel to it, but it's still polished somewhat at the same time. So you know, if you're a mixtape person, it's definitely worth checking it out. And I go crazy on there. You know, my wife co-hosted with me. You're going to hear some air horns. It's going to sound like a three-ring circus.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be wild. We get a little crazy on the show.
Man, dope, man. So his wife getting in on the co-host, so you know they be going in, you know what I'm saying? They be chopping it up. Talk to me real quick, man. We're going to go to this next song by Dream, Can You Stand the Rain? Who's featured on it? Talk to me about this whole track right here.
Yeah, man, this joint, my boy Dream, and then Boy Sos, which you can get his album on iTunes, man. Actually, one of my really, really good homeboys, man, and, you know, he got murdered last year in New York, oh, wow. Man, but, you know, Yeah, man, you can help support his family. You know, if you go on iTunes, you just Google Boy, you know, go in there and look up Boy Sos, BoySos. I produced the thing. We got an altar call on his album, man. I put an altar call on everything because, you know, I don't want my motives to be mistaken, man. We're not just doing music. But, you know, Can You Stand the Rain was one of the first tracks, you know, I really, you know, got to work with Sammy on. That was his government name, Sammy Maldonado. And, you know, we kind of collabed on that one, man. I used a sample from New Edition, Can You Stand the Rain, the Bobby Brown joint.
Yeah.
And, you know, just, man, you know, are you going to stick with Jesus? You know, are you going to stick with Jesus even when the storm comes? You know, that's kind of the concept, man, you know. And, you know, it's really like, you know, you're going to know, you know, I might look a little beat up and bruised because I've been hitting, you know, getting them rain. You know, I've been standing in that rain, but I ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? This is all for Jesus.
That's right.
That's what it's about, really, man.
And we ain't going nowhere. This is all for Jesus. Let's get into this track on Yachty the King. Let's go.
Change
things but the weather. When it rains, Lord, pour your anointings on me. I stood in every type of storm with no umbrella. Can't stop talking about what you done for me. You took me away from all the snakes, even though my grass was cut, and also all the misery. See Christ in here, set you free. This temple is where you wanna be. I remember I dedicated my life to fast money in the streets. 7 days a week, I was looking for love in all the wrong places. Christ is my first love and my only love, and that's my statement. Ain't nobody can replace it. 777, that's the mark of peace. He opened my eyes for I could see. He opened my ears for I could hear. No matter where I was at, he was always right there. Thank you, Father, for washing away all my pain. Can't you stand the rain?
Can send a ring, Lord Jesus, be my poncho. You're the all glorious King Head Honcho. Know he's coming back, jump on it, Tonto. Maranatha, Lord, come quick, pronto. I don't need no umbrella, LA. I need the Holy Spirit every day. I was barely living life, cause the truth is mission. Now that I found Christ, I'm a new addition. When the rain comes, I'm preparing for the overflow. Always getting high in the spirit, I'm trying overdose. Catch me in the hood, always where I'm witnessing. Long when they never get tired, Michelin. When the rain pours, let it rain some more. I can tell you who reigns, the Lord. I'd rather die in this race than live in this judgment. Feasting on this word and the rain is my substance. Cheer.
I shall fear no evil, because the Lord is with me. My heart goes out to this generation. Every mother, sister, brother, cousin, auntie, everyone that lost somebody to these wars that go on our block. Them boys rolled up on them with that sawed off. They hit him, now his body getting hauled off. Now the whole hood crying, we all lost. Trying to prove that we G's, but this is what it costs. A trail of mamas left with tears in their eyes. Another bloody body from a homicide. Have you ever seen a baby look in her eyes when you tell her that her daddy ain't gonna die? And to the newspapers, he's another number. He's number 79 of a bloody summer. The way it's all designed is meant to take us under. But we can't see it though because we Stevie Wonder. We blind. And the gas people coming to mall to feel that anger building, looking at your mom. You hurt because you too young to get a job, but your homie got a gun and he down to rob. Or you can flip a pack, seem like problem solved, but that's gonna open up the door to bigger problems. You see, we just walking out our father's sin, cause they ran and they didn't stand to be men. So in return we learn to be our brother's keeper, sister, cousins, and our mother's keeper. But why you think the hood dog is called the trap?
So who the mice?
Cause it's designed to do that.
Keep us trapped.
The whole thing's to take us under. But we can't see it though, because we Stevie Wonder. We blind.
Help us to see where
for the homies. Can't believe that I'ma spend my years without the homie. Now I'm looking down on him like I'ma ride for you, homie. Can't look at his mother cuz she's so broken now. Everything over and we start smoking and we start drinking cuz that's how we coping. Now we riding down they block with minivan doors open. Bruh, I know that lie. They fed you cuz they fed me the same thing. That's why I'm here to testify.
The show on the go.
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Right there, man. The song is called We're Blind featuring Brian Owens. And that was produced by the homie Jeta. Wow. Jeta done stepped the game up on a production, man. You know what I'm saying? It sounded a lot different than some of his other stuff. I was shocked when I seen who produced that. But that was Thizzle, We Blind. Man, and that's a reaction to the graduating of a lot of the guns going off, man, in Chicago, man. It's just been excelling and accelerating. And, man, I heard the murder rate is just crazy, bro. And, I mean, what we see right there is the elevation of sin. We're going to get on the topic of the day and talk about how we graduate or elevate in the faith, in Christianity. And, man, I'm just going to ask straight out, COV, why is it important that we do continue to graduate in the faith?
Man, like, you know, the Bible says we go from glory to glory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to make sure that we don't stay stagnant, you know. I mean, because eventually you'll start to, you know, to degress. You know, we always got to be moving. You know, Paul says, you know, we got to be pressing toward the mark. You know what I mean? And we can't be, we got to keep moving forward. I mean, graduation is a process. You know, you don't just show up at 5 years old and then expect to, you know what I mean, get the cap and the gown right then and there.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You can imagine that you have to have faith to believe that you're going to make it all the way through. You know, some people finish, you know, they drop out or they leave, but, you know, you can always come back. You know what I mean? You can always go back to school. And you know what I mean? Even if you feel like you got stagnant, I feel like you can come back.
Yeah.
You gotta graduate, man.
So let's talk about it, man. In your testimony, you talked about some stuff that happened in your past and how you were able to pretty much graduate past those things in the faith. What are some ways that people can graduate in the faith, man? When we say graduate, what are some ways they can grow in the faith, man? Because you, like, the crazy thing is, you don't stay in the same grade forever, right?
You don't, man.
If you were a preschooler last year, you know what I'm saying? Like, if 50 Tyson said, if you were a preschooler last year, you shouldn't be a preschooler this year. You should be what? You should graduate. So, what are some ways that we as Christians continue to grow, man?
Well, I mean, number one is reading the Word. I mean, you know, and that's something that, you know, sometimes, I'll just be honest, you know, I struggle with that. Like, I'm not going to come on here and just tell you, you know, I'm the perfect example of a Christian, because that's Jesus.
Yeah.
He's the example, not me. But, you know, I know how important it is, and, you know, we can't get caught up in the cares of the world and, you know, what's going on with our family. I mean, a family's important. Well, you know, reading the Word is, you know, we got to keep that. We got to keep that high. That's how you graduate. You know, you got to study.
Yeah.
If you don't study, you ain't going to pass. You know, and then it's really just going through the test. You know, and just really growing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'll know you're growing when you see more tests. You know, when the tests get harder and harder.
Wow.
If you see the same test coming up, you know you ain't passing that test.
Hmm. That's good right there. When you see the same test coming at you, like, obviously something's not clicking. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, if you keep doing the same thing when that same test comes and the test keep coming, what they call that is insanity. When you try to keep doing the same thing and expecting something different, that's insane. So in our Christian walk, just give me an example of somebody that may graduate in their faith, man, when they're dealing with something and finding a way to resolve it. Through trusting in God, what would you say? What's an example, or even an example that you had in your life where you knew, man, wow, I see that I've grown now?
I mean, I'll just be honest. Like, for me, it was my temper. Like, you know, that was another thing I really didn't touch on that. But you know, when you got a fam, like, you know, you think that I thought my temper was gone. Because I was single, you know, nobody was pushing my buttons.
Yeah.
Now I'm a married man. Oh, Lord. And, you know, you guys got kids. And I guess...
Oh, boy.
Sometimes my wife will push my buttons in a certain way, and she'll try to start a fight, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm not... I never do it either. I can't blame... You know, I'm not going to go in here and blame my wife. That's what Adam did.
Hmm.
But I ain't going to be like Adam. But, you know, and I know that I'll get better. You know, she might call me something stupid, or be like, oh, you know, you this or that, or, you know, get mad at me and say something I don't like. And normally I might react one way, but I've got to learn not to act like that. You know, and I noticed that, like, you know, I'm growing in that area, and, you know, we're growing in our marriage, too, you know. It's a process, but, you know, that's just one thing, you know. Really, you know, God is just, like, cleaning, like, all the junk out of me. You know what I mean? You never stop, man.
Man, that's what's up, man. We never can stop growing. I mean, like, that's what I always say. We don't have residual faith, you know what I'm saying, where you can get to a place and, you know, that's where you want to be in your job. You want it to be residual, where you don't got to go clock in. But you always got to clock in in the spiritual realm, man. You always have to clock in, man. And that's, we're just talking about growing in our faith, graduating in our faith, man. And what are some ways you could, I want everybody out there listening, ask yourself, how can I grow in God? What are some areas where I feel I'm weak in God? Like, when you can actually point out where you're weak, that's where you need to grow. My man COV said, hey man, I need to be better at reading the word. I need to be better at reading the word. Like, if I want to grow in God, then I need to get more word in me, man. And I mean, if you're not a reader, they got a lot of apps now that allow you to hear the word of God. And I actually, man, I listened to like the book of Job in one day, like, you know what I'm saying? Like an hour, just letting it play, man. And you know, when you listen to it, you might even learn quicker. Some people are auditory learners, man, and that's really what's up. Look, check it out, man. We're gonna go to this next track on Yacht of the King Radio. I just had an opportunity to interview the homie Lil Prophet. His CD is out right now, called Revolution, and the topic of the day that we had with him share was on Revolution. That's on Yacht of the King right now. Let's check it out. Brainwash featuring Cambino and Yavs on Yacht of the King. Let's go.
Shades on, fresh pair of Louis shoes, $1 trillion chains on, all up in a closet, garments with designer names on them, Chinatown bootleg, she borrowed just to pay for them, slave Vic for slaying pits, no justice for Trayvon, thank God for protecting mine, it could have been Tavon, it could have been Quaison, it could have been you and me crying over the eulogy, hurting because our babe's gone, Coney on my Facebook, Twitter and etc, but just around the way, look, sex traits flaming, bruh. Where are their videos? Where the screams to save them? The rally round the motherland, forget the one that raised them. Obama in the White House, faith in him to bring us change. When drama comes to my house, you'll never see me say his name. If it don't match the word, ain't digesting what they feeding us. They brainwashed by media, my brain washed in Jesus' blood.
If I see it on TV,
unfree, home of the unbrave, where they slave for things they can't take to their grave. Everybody's a star, selfish on center stage, wrong time on their neck, nation the flavor flaves. I never menage with Nikki, she too sickly, I'm too picky. A bunch of boys in the hood running alleys like Ricky. Yep, them shots fired, I thank the father I'm not hit. Jackie Robinson, they throwing pictures, I dodge it. Hell's highway, through heavy traffic, I frog it. Keys at their hand, but nah, they don't blog it. Islam, Buddhist, 5% is Hindu. These are the offspring of the false things that sin do. Lord had mercy on their love, so God knows. Hope they make it to the banquet for that door closed and they locked out. Wanna stone me with their rocks out. But in any sport, my tumbo, I pack you out, I box out. Yeah, ready?
A little security, I'm being frank. But if life is so clear, peace is so sweet, at the cost of change of slavery, this power implanted inside a man, it's almost natural that he abuse it, maybe for some fame. Platinum selling music, constitution of a higher power, that we lose the freedom inside of this evil final hour. Don't be afraid to stand up and judge truth over falsehood. You lose freedom when your back turned to the violence inside of your hood. Wilson, Kennedy, Lincoln, Madison, Jackson. Some say the greatest, but I challenge every action. Christ set us free, we would exemplify his action. Living under law, I see Bible-toting pastors. How can he be the father? His kids don't call him master. You brainwashed. Put that
cause money don't define me. Appearance don't define me. Status don't define me. Who I be? I'm part of the godly. The image of God, he cleansed and he washed me. Cause money don't define me. Appearance don't define me. Status don't define me. Who I be? I'm part of the godly. The image of God, he cleansed and he washed me.
I got my ID. Who am I? Child of the king. Lift them high, but I stay low. That's humble pie, but declare it bold. No compromise. That's the gospel. Preaching is my 9 to 5. We going full fledged to get it to your entourage. And we gon' lift his name higher than the homicides. Then the tax rate, death rate, in it prime. Life shortened in his enterprise. To live comfortable, but it led to his demise. You can roll the dice. Stakes are high. Hope for the best and pray you fly. Some choose to blend in, camouflage with the world, but eventually they're defined by their careers and credentials, glorified in the public eye, but we obtain a different shine.
Cause money don't define me. Appearance don't define me. Status don't define me. Who I be? I'm part of the godly. The image of God, he cleansed and he washed me. Cause money don't define me. Appearance don't define me. Status don't define me. Who I be? I'm part of the godly. The image of God, he cleansed and he washed me.
We get portrayed in a bad light. Pop bottles, waste money. Fast life, common slogan, party like it's your last night or like it's your birthday, they tell you get your cash right. See, that can mold your mind when you don't know who you are. They fed your ego, now you think you a superstar. Dressed as super fly, looking like a Barbie doll. Excessive makeup to cover up that you're insecure. Now I ain't taking shots, I'm just stating facts. Cause being dishonest, they got us where we're at. At least it's partly why. Outside of that,
what else?
Broken fellowship with the Father, we're not attached. He is the missing link, so you know we lacking truth. Without Christ, like the virus, we're more susceptible. More prone to believe the lies, homie, than accept the truth. When you're uninformed of how God thinks the best of you.
Cause money don't define me. Appearance don't define me. Status don't define me. Who I be? I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me. Cause money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be. I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me.
Brainwashed by the world system, like the hair salon. Your head's been conditioned by the mainstream to think that beauty isn't all the vain things, but that's a tainted vision. Cause he desires truth in the inner, holiness, righteousness, beauty on your inner. Look hot like the summer, hot colder than the winter. Inclined to be self-centered when God ain't the center. So make him number one, his input's bigger. Well, I'm caviar, not chopped liver. In his opinion, that matters most. He gave me life abundant, not status quo. So I refuse to live like the average Joe. No, we're incredible, for Christ we're radical. We read his precepts, they become practical. Sin separated, grace reconnects us like the after show.
Cause money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be. I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me. Cause money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be. I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me.
Yeah, right there, that's the homie Josue. The song is called Identity, and the video for that is pretty dope too, man. You guys gotta go check it out. Josue, that's spelled J-O-S-U-E. Check him out. Identity, man, he's a nice cat, bro. I like his music, I like his flow, I like what he's talking about. A lot of us got to find our identity. I got somebody that knows his identity in Christ, man. That's DJ COV of 60 Minutes of Swag, man. For the people that are listening, man, and right now, and they're like, yo, man, I like the way this brother is sharing his heart. I want to hear about his radio show. How can they find your radio show? And, you know what I'm saying, where are you on the internet, like Twitter, Facebook? Let us know.
Yeah, man, I'm at Twitter, man. Keep it real simple. At 60 Minutes of Swag. You know, that's 60 Minutes of Swag, one G. And, you know, I'm on Facebook. You can get me on Facebook. I got the page, but I don't even use the page, really. So you can just get me, hold on. On my personal Facebook, you know, at Johnny, O-H-R-E-N-S-T-E-I-N, Ornstein. That's my government name right there, Johnny Ornstein, right there on Facebook. You can catch the show, man, on iTunes, man. If you got the iPhone or whatever, go right to the iTunes, and you can download every episode through the iTunes store, through the podcast section for free. 60 Minutes of Swag. Shout out to, you know, my boy right here, Don Christian, man, who, you know, probably spent, like, I don't know, 5-6 hours trying to show me how to do it. you know, how to get these shows up, man. So shout out to him, man, because that's, you know, why we even up on there. You know, he kind of, like, shed a lot of that knowledge, man, and I really appreciate that. So you can check it out there. And also, you know, you can check it out on the Blogspot page. You can just go to 60MinutesOfSwag.com and it will direct you right there. We got the website coming soon. We got web apps coming, but, you know, right now that's where you can check it out. And sometimes you can post on SoundCloud, so if you got an Android, you can still download it. Even though, you know, I mean, iPhone's really the way to go, but, you know, I gotta let them Android users know. I gotta bless them, too.
Yeah, we give them something. We gotta give them something, right?
You got to give them something, man. So I'll do it through SoundCloud because they're like, man, what? You know, iTunes, we don't got that. I'm like, yeah, they got that Google Play, but I don't know. I don't know.
So that's what's up, man. What do you got coming up, man, with the 60 Minutes of Swag? Who you got coming up that you're going to interview? And also, what's coming up for the whole radio show?
Man, we're kind of going through a whole growth period, man. We graduating in the faith. that's the topic. I'm trying to get the an interview with Kel Mitchell.
Oh, wow.
And I'm trying to, like, kind of chill on it. I'm trying to chill. But I talked to his wife or his manager, and, you know, I think we're going to get him confirmed. It's just really about lining schedules up. And on top of that, what we got going on is we're kind of going through a little bit of a transition period because we're a little bit, we're trying to reposition ourselves and try to get the web. We're really focusing on getting the website and the web apps up so we can really bring more to people.
Yeah.
So working on that. And really, man, we're trying to come out with, you know, new hot shows. I linked up with a music video show. We're trying to kind of join forces with that. Shout out to my boy Brian Little at The Grip.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, man. So we're kind of joining that, man. And, you know, I don't know if I should tell him, man, about what we got going on with the little partnership, man, between, you know, our boys at SLS, man.
Yeah, we're gonna keep that. We're gonna keep that under locks.
Okay. I ain't trying to leak. Sorry, E-Man.
We ain't leaking
it. Sorry. Okay. Well, you can just, you know, be out there for that top secret. But. Yeah, man, you know, just new shows, man. I got new shows coming out, new mix shows. You know, if you're an artist and you're like, look, man, you know, I got, you know, you're from the West Coast. Sometimes I don't always hear about the West Coast guys. Just send me your music, man. I mean, you know, don't matter where you're from. You can be from wherever. Just send me the music to submissions at 60MinutesOfSwag.com. Go ahead and send me your music. You know what I'm saying? We'll get it up there, man. We'll get it up there for you.
That's what it is, man. So, yeah, DJ COV, check him out, 60MinutesOfSwag.blogspot.com, or on iTunes, you can check him out, man. Definitely, you want to hear what he's doing, man. He got a great show, man. He got some good interviews under his belt with a cat named Uncle Reese, with a cat named Eshawn Burgundy. You know what I'm saying? He even interviewed me. I was actually pretty excited about it. That was one of the first times, one of the first times I was interviewed as Yada the King radio host, Don Christian, man. And I appreciate that, man. And I just want to encourage you, man, to keep on doing what you're doing, man, because you are making a difference in the kingdom. Share with me, man, some of the testimonies that you have heard from your radio show.
Share with you some of the testimonies, man.
Yeah, from that somebody has said, hey, I heard your show, it impacted me. Did anybody said anything yet, man?
I mean, right now, man, you know, it's kind of tough to track it. That's why I'm really, you know, looking forward to getting the website, you know, going, so I can really kind of keep a better handle on some things, because I've got everything kind of coming in different directions, man. I got SoundCloud, I got iTunes. I'm not really, you know, but I could just tell you that I've got a lot of people that I really look forward to the show that, you know, that I just know personally. And they just say, you know, it just encourages them, you know, to be, you know, just to go in their faith and just kind of be bold. Because, you know, I got that go hard or, you know, that die for the gospel type of attitude. Because, you know, I don't believe in no sugarcoating or, you know, I mean, Jesus Christ died for our sins on the cross, and it was a brutal death. Only so he can rise again, man, and be the Lord of our life and give us eternal life. You know what I mean? And you know, take our place, man. So I don't take that lightly, man. You know, we can have fun as a Christian, but one thing I don't take lightly was, you know, what Jesus went through for us, man. So I just, you know, I got that go hard attitude, man. So,
man, speaking of going hard, bro, I want you to just, man, go ahead and lead people in a prayer right now, man, so that they can know Jesus Christ if they don't know him, man.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm just gonna do one of them repeat after me type things, man. Because, you know, I just think, you know, no matter where you at right now, like if you feel like you're in a spot where, you know, anything I said, because it ain't me talking. It, you know, when I was telling my testimony, I mean, that's the Holy Spirit. I don't take credit for him. You know, he lives inside of me, man. I'm the vessel.
Yeah.
So if you were feeling like, okay, yeah, you know, I feel like that. You know, I never really had that. I don't know really what this gospel is about. I don't know Jesus. You know, I just kind of made decisions for my life as I set see fit, and kind of messed up every decision I made was a bad one. You know, I can't really navigate my life, man. Well, you know, this is for you right here. You know, you know, just bow your head. You know, wherever you at. I mean, if you in the car, you know, just keep your eyes on the road. But you know, say this out loud.
Yeah.
We don't want no accidents. You know. We don't want that, but you know, just wherever you at, don't matter, you know, just repeat after me. Just say, dear Lord Jesus, I believe in you, Lord.
Believe in
I thank
Lord.
You that you died on the cross for me.
Yes.
And I thank you that you rose in 3 days. I believe that you died for my sins, and I make you the Lord and Savior of my life. Give me a new heart. Give me a new mind. Holy Spirit, live inside me, take residence inside me, and help me navigate my life. I won't trust on things of this world. I'm going to trust in you, Lord.
Yes.
Build me a new, you know, build a foundation inside of me, Lord. Help me meet people that are positive for me in my life that can encourage me in the things of God and not take me away from it, Lord. And I just thank you for allowing me to say that today I'm born again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And, I mean, if you just pray that prayer, you know, sin has no hold over you. You know, it's so important to repent from your sins and just to say, Lord, I'm turning away from all this. Because without that, there's no power. You know, without repentance, it don't mean nothing.
That's right, man. That's dope, man. DJ COV, I thank you for coming on, Yada the King, and sharing your story, your testimony, and your ministry with us, bro. And we're just going to continue to support what you're doing. Man, follow my man on Twitter at 60 Minutes of Swag. The number 60, 60 Minutes of Swag. And, man, bro, we look forward to hearing from you soon, man.
Oh, yeah, you already know, man. Look, man, I really enjoyed this, man. I had a great time, man, being on the show, man. You know, this is the Yada the King, man. You already know. You know what it is, man. This is my boy. That's why I keep it locked, man.
That's what's up.
You already know.
So, look, check it out. Let's go into this joint. Persuaded by the homie Macho featuring R. Swift on Yacht of the King Radio. Yo, I'll be right back talking on the topic of the day. Here we go.
I never gotta be persuaded. Oh, I'm telling you, my mind is made up. I ain't new to the game, I ain't here for the fame. I'm just trying to live life right.
Yeah.
Never been a fan of diamonds and pearls. Need a little more of God in my world. When he showed me the light, I was down for the ride. I said, I ain't gonna be persuaded.
When I'm broken, I'm best. Words are most potent when I'm quoting that text. When my mind is in check and I'm living that life. Spitting that light and I'm gripping that mic. When I focus on him, when his cross is my cross and his praises I sing. Y'all ain't gotta convince me that Christ is the king. The reason death lost its sting. Jesus is more than magnificent. The antithesis to the curse that we've been smitten with. He the physician for my condition. The perfect picture of life is Christian. I'm recommending repentance to any and all who listen. Never assume that your hourglass is full. Glass gets shattered when the trigger get pulled. And cash don't matter when the minutes run out. You still got questions, let me shatter that shout.
Got em. I never gotta be persuaded. Oh, I'm telling you my mind is made up. I ain't new to the game, I ain't here for the fame. I'm just trying to live life right. Never been a fan of diamonds and pearls. Need a little more of God in my world. When he showed me the light, I was down for the ride. I said, I ain't gotta be persuaded.
I live life between a rock and a hard place. A man lost, my camouflage was hardest to face. My masquerade made from the lies my past taught me. Get sick to my stomach thinking of what that path brought me. A fuzzy picture I never made quite clear. You live in a dream only to die in its nightmares. But I'm alive, so I ain't gotta be convinced. Cause the God who guides me got me content. And I don't try to argue. But at the end, I couldn't define me when everything that I need is in him. Therefore, I ain't a fan of the pipe dream. Enough to leave a sure thing for how good the opposite might seem. No need of a pardon on the speech or the means of imparting the heart of the redeemed. It ain't easy, the path of a believer, but the grass ain't green on the other side either. Yeah,
I never gotta be persuaded. Oh, I'm telling you my mind is made up.
Yeah.
I ain't new to the game, I ain't here for the fame. I'm just trying to live life right. Never been a fan of diamonds and pearls. Need a little more of God in my world. When he showed me the light, I was down for the ride. I said, I ain't gonna be persuaded.
Yo, one time ain't enough. I die to myself daily cause the crime rate is up. I'm focused on the future, got my mind made up. While these rap boys trying to get their shine game up. But what they don't know is money come, money go. Chasing that short paper with that funny style flow. I ain't just fly by night or the violent type. I live by faith and action, not by sight. When I walk through the valley of the shadow of the hood, attitude is testy, I wish you would. I'm the reverend, but I don't pop my collar. I don't hustle, my permission is to make that dollar. I was raised in the berry where the street talk to you. Where your brother pull a trigger, blow the heat right through you. If you fake, they see past you, straight up unmasked. You, that's why I spit the truth. Only thing that's everlasting, man. Yeah,
I never gotta be persuaded. Oh, I'm telling you, my mind is made up. I ain't new to the game, I ain't here for the fame. I'm just trying to live life right. Never been a fan of diamonds and pearls. Need a little more of God in my world.
Hey, yo, Darnell, man, I just play it for him one time.
I said, I ain't gotta be persuaded.
A mission going fishing and they're hating is an afterthought. I'm out here trying to reach a number you can't count. In the midst of the madness, I promise I stand out. Wait, let me see you tell you about my daddy. go. Lil' got me finna call the heaven flow. Destiny, the devil way. What? Catacombs. I'm first class till I reach my destination. Millionic boy, I rock all pigmentation. So happy I found out he was my daddy. Montel, now I'm pushing Jesus for the law. Wholesale, I live, love, and impact the globe. Trying to tell you about the savior that impacts your soul. 501, stretch, keep so white. It ain't funny, fans like, but I made it through the crash. No dummy, private jet, got me looking through the glass. So sunny, I'm trying to save your family. You thought it was all money. It won't change until he gets me in the sky. Opposition couldn't touch me if he try. And they ask me on occasion, a little gin, a little tonic. Told them, nah, I can't do it, cause I live millionic.
Simple been a building, all eyes on me. And they ask me what I do, and I say, rep my king. Man, I just keep it crispy, rep God and go strong. And I tell them I ain't moving, and they ask for how long. Tell them when I reach
a million. A million.
27, man, I'm staying cause the favor that good. I'll be all up in your school, reppin' crazy old hood. Run up on your whole clique, so get your mind right. All fake, no eyes, hindsight. I get up jumping from the front to the back. I ain't here to do a song, boy, I'm here to impact. Change your mind, change your life. And you out to change the world, spread it to your own boy. And you kick it to your girl. I ain't never met a bomb that he couldn't overcome. AIDS, cancer, cold, I should leave him on the run. Nah, he ain't have to come. He just sent his word and every knee got a bow from the bay to the birds. Trying to do grim numbers, presidential takeover. Investing in your soul, and Jesus is the stakeholder. Ride good, love God, and talk loud. Allow me to introduce you to the difference in the crowd. Simple been a building, all eyes on me. And they ask me what I do, and I say, rep my king. Man, I just keep it crispy, rep God, and go strong. And I tell them I ain't moving, and they ask for how long. Tell them when I reach
a million.
Love God, swagger heavy, I never been a chump. You can call me what you like, but I'ma give him what he want. I've been rocking cross countries while you was watching SpongeBob. Used to leave it to the others, but they wasn't on their job. Gucci bag, fresh fit, M-I-E-S-T. Swagged out with a passion, come see about me. K-Jo, representative, you can check my resume for college for the bankhead. You can catch me in the A from 6-Sack to Rancho. Shoot, I might be in the Bay. It don't matter where I'm at, I'm trying to get these people saved. And you can catch me every day, cause this is a lifestyle. I gotta make sure I connect, you can call it Unibrow.
And I ain't never switching up, cause I ain't with that fake stuff. You see, you fill my cup, all real, no makeup. They put me in the microwave, so I'm here to get it poppin'.
I love God, I ain't here to argue with you.
Yada the King Radio, man, that's the homie Million. Hey, that dude, man, I like that dude, bro. Real talk, you gotta check out the interview we did with him. I'ma do this, man. Graduating the faith, once again, I'ma ask you, where do you feel like you're not growing in God? One of the biggest things I remember is, if you're not growing in God, you are dying. So ask yourself, where do I need to grow? Ask yourself, man, do I need to grow in my word? Do I need to grow in prayer? Do I need to grow in fellowship? Do I need to grow in not just reading the word, but dissecting the word? Man, get wherever you need to get and grow, man. Do you need to fast? Sometimes you need to fast to get rid of some things that are holding you back from your growth, man. And that's really what it is. This is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio, and I just want to encourage you to grow and graduate in your faith, man. That's what's up. Check it out, man. We out of here. But your boy is still undefeated in the NFL fantasy. I forgot to have COV say something on here. He is 2-1 in the fantasy league, man. And I'm trying to go I'm trying not to lose. That's what I'm trying to do. But my dude got injured, so we'll see what's up. But I'm going to see y'all next week. Shout out. I'm going to give a couple shout outs to Miss Tiff 904 on Twitter. She's checking us out a lot. Let me give a shout out to Artist, the number 4, and LOV Artists for Love like that. She definitely been supporting us for a minute, man, and that's what's up. Who else, man, been on there, man, grinding for us, man, on a Twitter jump off, man. There's a couple other cats, man, but I ain't gonna name everybody, because if I do that, I might forget somebody. You dig? Yada the King, catch us on Twitter at YADAHDAKING. Yada the King, we out. Life.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.